might know him as the guy who brought the zombies to Tullamore, the person who allowed fruit to be smashed in local libraries, who turned boxes into a city that monsters could crush. I'm talking about Dr. Matt Finch, the writer and educator who travels around the world showing kids and adults that libraries are so much more than quiet places with books. Matt is back in parks, and this weekend he's turning the library into a fun palace. Dr. Matt Finch, good morning and welcome back to the Central West.
Hi there, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm good. Can you paint us a picture of a fun palace?
Well, fun palaces are this amazing international movement that were invented by a theatre director in the 1960s, a pom called Joan Littlewood. The idea is museums, galleries, libraries, public spaces, they open so that people can come in and do stuff. They can experience art, experience science. They get to play in the community. They go everywhere from the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford-on-Avon to being on the radio in Canada. And because of the time zone differences, Parks is actually going to be the first one to open in the world this year.
So it's a sort of a syndicated event then?
Yeah, it's basically any cultural institution, any public space can open its doors and offer hands-on activities to the public. And by being global, it just means that even little old parks in the Central West can reach out to the whole planet.
So why did you think parks would be a great place to create a space like this?
Well, like you said in your intro, the library over here has this reputation now for doing something a little bit different, giving people a chance to battle zombies or dress up as robots, enter into these strange and wonderful worlds. The team just won a national award from the Australian Library Association, and they just take things to a whole different level. If you come on the weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, you'll see a library that's about play for the whole family.
Give us a little sneak peek of what we can expect in parks on the weekend, man.
Well, I'd say some key words are giant robots, mutants, and supervillains. The best thing about this is it's school holidays now. We've got events on today, tomorrow, and Thursday. They're booked out, but local kids and teens are making the events for the weekend. So that's the real difference on previous years. Before, the kids were just getting to play. Now they get to play, and then they get to make their own version as well.
So they're all these workshops over the school holidays are building towards the weekend event.
Exactly. So everything we've done in the school halls and some of our classics from the past, like painting like Michelangelo, they're going to be available from 10 till 2 on Saturday and Sunday in parks.
And the educational sort of goals of this, Matt?
Oh, so simple. You know, when you go to school, a lot of it is about getting good grades and passing tests. You come to a library, you learn what you want to learn. And when you come here and play, whatever your age, you're learning on your own terms. It's not just about passing tests, it's about the whole experience.
How many years have you been coming out to parks for now?
It's 4 years now, unbelievably.
How have you seen that community sort of become more willing to get involved over those years? The staff at the library, but the broader community too.
I think the thing is, people were always willing to get stuck in and have a go because people out here in the Central West are really resourceful, they're really practical, and they like doing stuff that's a bit different. Over the last few years, what's been cool is watching those communities who experience the events get involved in making them. So this year, it's not just that the staff are doing so much independently. Local teens who did these events 4 years ago when they were 11 or 12, they're now coming in and mentoring younger kids. And for me, who's a nomad, a traveling visitor, I love to see that sustainable stuff as well.
That's fantastic. I mean, and if you sort of put this on a trajectory of what might be happening in the next 4 years when it comes to this sort of learning environment and creating a fun palaces and that sort of thing, where do you think they'll be at by then?
I can't even begin to think, because to be honest, the fact they've just been recognised with a national award, it's only given every 2 years. The fact that 15,000 people in the Central West can compete with the big cities of Australia and be considered national innovators in youth services, really the sky's the limit. Do you know that the Comics Fest that took place earlier this year comes back next year? That was for the whole region. People came from Dubbo and Orange out to parks. I love the idea that this stuff will just spread and spread.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And in terms of what else is going on around the world, Matt, all a similar sort of theme?
Yeah, I think more and more people recognise that kids need to be need to get the chance to do stuff independently, to learn on their own terms. People understand that play is important. People understand that things like comics, things like games are actually good for you. You engage with them. They basically sort of bring learning to life. So that's part of it, and we're sort of just almost taking up the leading edge of that. I mean, there's very few places that will do something like the Zombies, and we're the only Fun Palace in Australia this year. We're right at the cutting edge.
And proud to be so.
Absolutely. This is the point. Parks really are absolutely at the cutting edge of this kind of stuff.
Just run through the details for us this weekend.
Wonderful. 10 till 2 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday in Parkshire Library, which is on Bogan Street in Parks, and stuff for the whole family. A lot of the challenges we do them for children and youth, but to be honest, as an adult, I've watched adult librarians fighting giant robots this week in the run-up, just when we were practicing, and they were almost out of their depth. So it's really for all ages, and we'd love to see everyone.
Fantastic. I know it'll be a lot of fun. Thanks for making time to join us this morning.
Thank you, Angela.